We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, here we go. A Tuesday Hockman and Crowder simulcast. If you were listening to us in the 2 o'clock hour, somebody texts in about Tuan Russell. Everybody becomes better just by listening to Tuan.
They do.
So true, man.
I've been his friend for 15 years. Why is it not rubbing off?
Well, imagine what you'd be like if you weren't his friend for 15 years.
Touche. Touche.
He is so good to talk to. We have a lot of stuff. Today is a loaded potato. Obviously, we weren't on yesterday for the MLK holiday, so we have to do Who Got Funky today. Today is a Twin Peaks Talk About a Tuesday. Now, we're going to do that in a few minutes, and I have a major announcement regarding Twin Peaks Talk About a Tuesday.
Oh,
so I'll tell you, a major announcement regarding Twin Peaks Talk About a Tuesday. You know, we were talking when we started the show at 2 o'clock. I was saying how much I love super, super wild card weekend. In fact, I wish there was a game tonight. I'm not even going to lie. I wish there were 2-4 and 15, 4 and, well, how do you get to 17?
It'd be 4 and 13, but it's okay. I got you, big homie. 4 and 15 would be 19.
I wish I was making that up, but I knew 4 and 15 wasn't right, but then I couldn't figure out how to get there.
Like I got you, baby.
Like a riddle. I wish there were 2-4 and 13 teams playing tonight for a playoff
just
spot.
Just for fun.
I just love it. But we started the show, and I was talking about one of my best bets, and we're on some sort of gambling heater, man. We are just killing it. But my best bet of the weekend was last night. I love the Rams. I thought the Arizona Cardinals were fraudulent. And there was a tweet today from Action Network. Cliff Kingsbury, this is my editorial, he's the opposite of Brian Flores. Do you know what his end of season record looks like?
No.
Because Flores starts slow, ends fast.
Yep.
Cliff Kingsbury. In 2013, these are all Texas Tech, okay? 2013, to end the season, he lost 5 of the last 6. 2014, lost 4 of the last 6. 2015, lost 4 of the last 6. 2016, lost 6 of the last 8. 2017, lost 6 of the last 8. And 2018, lost 5 of his last 5. Lost all 5 at the end. Then he goes to the Arizona Cardinals. 2019, lost the last 7 of 9. 2020, lost the last 5 out of 7. And 2021, he lost the last 5 out of 6. That dude gets progressively worse at the end of every season for the last 9 seasons in a row. That's a trend. I'm not a big trends guy. That's a trend.
Yeah, maybe him and Flo should get together.
I mean, is there a better perfect coaching tandem than those two?
He's a higher flow.
Unbelievable.
You know what? He runs out of stuff.
I get, or they figure him out.
And he has no answers.
And he has no answers. Because, I mean, Arizona last night, no answers.
It looked ridiculous.
It looked ridiculous.
And that's what you, when you start getting these better teams, you start getting the better coaches. You start getting, you have 17 games on film.
That's
like,
right.
You just think about it now. They're going to know what you're about to do, and that's the chess match that we always talk about. I always bring up this chess match of football. Some people are great at chess, and some people aren't. And it seems like Cliff Kingsbury's not.
He got exposed. Gets exposed.
It's a 305. Dale.
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 God bless. Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy. Fins fans, join the Miami Dolphins in the fight against cancer with the 12th annual Dolphins Challenge Cancer on Saturday, February 26th. Sign up to participate in this year's run, walk, or ride, and raise funds with the DCC, which donates 100% of participant-raised funds for innovative cancer research at Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. Find out how you can get involved, register today, and donate at DolphinsChallengeCancer.com. Let us get 3 o'clock headlines with Alejandro Solana.
The sports update. It's driven by the new Palmetto Ford, South Florida's new and pre-owned truck superstore. Palmetto Ford, we know trucks, online at MiamiPalmettoFord.com. Last night, the Miami Heat, they beat the Raptors 104-99. Jimmy had a triple-double, a triple-double. Bam had 14-9 in 32 minutes, his first game back in what seems like forever. Tyler Hero led the team in scoring. Heat now tied for first place with Chicago. They're 7-3 in their last 10.
I said it at the beginning of the show. They have an opportunity here because Chicago's faltering a little bit, lost 4 in a row, and Brooklyn lost KD. So I really think the Heat have an opportunity here to put some distance. This is ridiculous to be saying, but to put some distance between them and the other teams in the East. Ridiculous, but, man, it has been fun to watch.
Fighting for the number one seed in the East without your two stars.
Crazy. I mean, crazy.
Come on. Somebody got to give Spo some kind of damn trophy sooner or later, don't they?
Give him Coach of the Year now. Can they do it now, Solana?
They should. I don't think there's any precedent for that.
I agree with you. I don't think there is.
We can do a petition.
I'm with it. I mean, put it together. Again, two knocks on Spo this season. Didn't find a minute for Mario Chalmers during his 10-day contract. Mm-hmm. Didn't find a minute for Omer Yurtseven last night.
No knocks. Zero knocks.
Couple of knocks.
Zero
but other than
knocks.
That, he's really killing it.
And that's
season.
Really only something that should bother Heat fans. Nobody outside of Miami should be bothered by that.
Right.
So that shouldn't impact our ability to get him Coach of the Year in January.
Right. Yeah. Why would that bother Rick Bucher? You know, it bothers us. Well, you know, what are we doing? I don't know what happened there.
Bucher. That's what we're mad at. I'll jump on the train if we're mad at somebody. But.
I mean, why can't he award it? Why can't he vote for him now? What more does Bucher have to see?
The rest of the season?
I actually am still mad at Rick Bucher.
Oh,
because
goodness.
In 2011, he said he'd take Derrick Rose over LeBron James to start an NBA franchise. I mean, come on.
Rick Bucher.
R.I.C. It's not R.I.C.K.
Right.
It's
yeah,
R.I.C.
Also, what are we doing there, Mr. and Mrs. Bucher? R.I.C.
Isn't that Riss?
Yeah, I mean, it's not Rick. I know what Rick looks like. It's R.I.C.K. I mean, you know. Rick. R.I.C.
I'll be mad at him. If y'all mad at him,
well, just like, oh, the Bukers. I mean, we want to have a novel name for our kid. Well, then don't name him Rick.
That's a normal name. Nathaniel.
Nathaniel.
Mm-hmm. Nathaniel Bucher would have made it.
There's a dude up for the Dolphins head coaching position named Nathaniel.
Don't hire him.
And I said to Solana, I want them to hire him so bad just so that Crowder can continually refer to him as Nathaniel.
Nathaniel. That'd be my man. Is he offensive? I don't know this Nathaniel.
Who
character.
Is it? Who do you remember, Solana?
Nathaniel Green.
Nathaniel Green?
I made that up. I'm not
all
certain
right.
What his name is.
Why did you make up Green? Oh, I need Jimmy to text me. He knows.
Haven't had Rick Bucher on in a while. Maybe I'll reach out to him.
I think you should. He actually happens to be a very good radio guest.
Yeah.
Yeah, he knows his stuff.
We hate him now. I just...
Well, I mean, you know, he can't vote for Spo now for Coach of the Year in an unprecedented maneuver that's not even available for vote.
Come on, Riss. We got to tighten up old Riss.
And we brought him on, and I kept saying, we're speaking with Riss Bucher from Fox Sports. Do you think he would correct us?
Yes.
Riss Bucher. You think he'd correct us?
Yes.
You do?
What if somebody brought you on and called you Mars? We have Mars Hochman here.
Mars Hochman.
Hey, Mars. How are you doing, Mars?
I guess it would depend how many times they said it, right?
It go right. You
like hot. I would. Right. It would. It would. Mars Hochman.
You know what, Hawk? I don't want to do it, but you spell your name funny.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, C M A R C. That I mean, how do you spell
K Mark?
Yeah.
No, but how do you spell? I mean, there's other words that end in C,
right? Clearly,
that have the hard C sound. You play Wordle?
I'm a Scrabble guy.
Do you play Wordle?
No.
You don't play Wordle?
That's on the phone?
Yeah. Well, it's a new game. You play Wordle, Solana?
I've seen everybody tweet about it. My mom plays it on her iPad.
It's the best. It's the best. Steven, you play Wordle? You don't play Wordle? You got to play Wordle.
There's not many hard C's.
It's a word game, and you can only play one time per day. That's it. You're locked out.
One time a day?
Yeah. And it's not even an app. You have to go to the website. You have to use your browser. It is so addictive. I am telling you, I can't wait.
How is it addictive? Once a day.
I get up earlier now because I want to get to Wordle. I'm not even lying.
To get off your one word?
I can't get to this Wordle fast enough. I'm telling you.
And you can only log in the morning? Like, why do you get up?
Because I'm craving it. I'm craving my Wordle.
They're holding out on you if it's once a day.
That's what makes it so good. You know, we overdo stuff.
Words with friends is as many times as you want to go.
That's right. We overdid it. No one plays anymore.
Touche.
I don't fall into the social media fads. You know what I mean? Go ahead, play Wordle now. I'll play it later on when it's vintage.
Yeah. Just getting around to Angry Birds, are you?
Great game.
This new Temple Run. I mean, you guys are missing out.
Solana's building a school in Oregon Trail right now.
This damn Laura dies of a broken leg every time I play.
Is there a word that ends in a hard C?
No, Hawk. There's not many hard C's out
Talc.
There.
Someone just teched it in.
Talc.
Talc.
So it's Mark Hawkman.
Narc.
Narc, Talc, narc. And Mark.
But narc is short for narcotics.
Yeah.
So it
is it?
Narc?
Isn't it a narcotics agent?
Yeah.
No, but if you're a narc, you're a guy who tells.
But I don't think the word narc was the first word. I think it came from narcotics.
It may be a derivative, but I don't think it's short for narcotics.
It's always about drugs. You don't call a narc somebody that snitches on a murder.
No.
No.
I'm not so certain.
It's always about dope, man.
No, I think that's where it started, but let's see. Narc.
Snitch
is a federal agent or police officer who enforces the laws regarding illicit sale or use of drugs and narcotics.
Yeah, it's always about drugs.
Narc. Is narc a word in Scrabble?
Is your name short for narcotics?
Oh, jeez. You gonna get that one off?
Oof.
You kept that gun in the belt. You shouldn't have pulled that one. Oh, you should have left that one in the belt.
There's bad and then there's that.
Oh, man. Hope you felt that noise in your stomach as soon as you got that one off.
Yeah. Sometimes you just fire it off and you know even before it's he even lowered the microphone level.
You should have wrote that one down.
So Sometimes you just can't stop it from coming out.
I'll awkwardly continue my headlines here.
All right.
Okay. Canes women's hoops. They tipped off at 2 p.m. versus Duke. They trail 39-37 right now, about 19 seconds left in the third quarter.
Let's go, Coach Katie.
Yep.
Canes hoops, Canes men's hoops, will host UNC 7 p.m. tonight at the Watsco Center.
Very good.
Panthers at Calgary, 9 p.m. tonight. They're 8-0-1.
You're watching the game, break. And that pizza comes back
happened?
To haunt.
Yee!
Come on, Savannah.
Was that Tiki Barber? I think that was Tiki Barber. It would have been great if he just popped in and went, "Ooh, narcotics."
Panthers at Calgary, 9 p.m. tonight.
All right.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7, 866-954-MORE. A beautiful afternoon in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will drop into the upper 40s.
Woo! Talk about it.
Ooh.
That's your weather.
Well, speaking of talk about it, we are going to play Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday in the next segment. We have a major announcement. We can't go to break.
I don't believe we're going to be able to go to break here, fellas.
No breaks.
I knew what happened because he didn't fire off that sound. That's what happens when the board just goes bad.
We've had this issue before when CBS Radio is infiltrating our system.
Are we going to try to go to break, or you know that we're not going to be able to go to break?
We can try to go to break here.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm pretty sure if I was on a plane that was going down, I could land it.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Here is the major announcement regarding Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday. Ladies and gentlemen, Crowder and I are returning to Twin Peaks and Davie for live broadcasts.
Let's go!
Now, it used to be every Monday. Now it's going to be every other Tuesday. We're going to stick with the Tuesday theme, mm-hmm. and we will be out there, University Drive, in Davie. The first broadcast will be Tuesday, February 8th.
Oh, I like that.
And then we will be there every other Tuesday for Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday. So we are very excited to be headed back to Twin Peaks in that little, what do they call that little room
cave.
There? The man cave.
Yeah.
We get it done. I'm excited. So very excited. Let's get a big open here for Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday.
On Tuesdays, Hawk and Crowder talk about it.
Gourmet donuts or classic donut chains.
Talk about it.
If you're in the MLB, what would your walk-up song be?
Talk about it.
Coupon or coupon.
Let's talk about it. Courtesy of our friends at Twin Peaks, South Florida.
Already thinking about what my order is going to be when we're out there.
Yes, sir.
Already thinking about the lineup at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock.
And they're going to change over the lineup.
That's
about
what I'm talking about.
Well, Hawk, don't do this to me. It's supposed to be a... Oh, it's not February. Man.
The worst part is that Solana doesn't get to come with us. But I am trying... to arrange, no joke, I'm trying to arrange Jimmy to be out there with us when we go out there.
That's better than Solana.
Need a wingman.
Yeah.
I ain't talking chicken wings. All right. Solana's got topics. We've got opinions. This is Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday.
There are two types of people, I've always said. You either like falling asleep with the television on... or you like it off. And a new study out of Austria suggests falling asleep with the TV on might actually be messing with the quality of our sleep because our brains are constantly scanning for unfamiliar sounds or voices, and it can cause micro-arousals all night. Huh?
Those are my only types of arousals.
Micro, huh?
That's what I've heard my entire life. Oh, look, another micro arousal.
Come over quick. Come here quick. Come here quick.
Are you a person that falls asleep with the TV on, or do you fall asleep with the TV off?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. My preference is to turn the TV off. That's generally the way that I go. I do love watching TV in bed. Lori and I will lay in bed. I don't care what time it is. I finished watching the game last night. It was probably 11:15, 11:30. I get into bed. I want to watch TV. We might watch a little House Hunters. I might I like to flip through the channels live. She likes the DVR, so we don't have to watch commercials.
Yeah.
But generally, when we're both ready to actually go to sleep, TV goes off. Occasionally, I will fall asleep watching TV, but that's unintentional. Some people leave the TV on,
yeah,
and they close their eyes to go to sleep, mm-hmm, and they like the background noise and the visuals. It would only be unintentional for me. I like to turn the TV off to go to sleep.
This is something that Asia and myself for 14 years now argue about.
I'm going to guess. Can I guess?
What you want?
Because I know, just from having traveled with you, you can fall asleep when anything is going on, anywhere, at any time.
Yep, and I love ambient noise.
Mm-hmm.
I love, I'll wake up. One thing we do, because we have the baby, so I stayed up all night with the baby. So whenever we take the kids to, school, and then the babysitter would come in the morning, I would go in the room, turn the TV on to go to sleep. And Asia's like, what? You're going to sleep? Why are you turning the TV on? Because I love ambient noise. I just need, like you're talking about, our minds running, a silent room makes my mind run. Like, now there's somebody trying to break in. There's somebody fishing in the lake behind my house. Like, silence gets me nervous. Noise makes me calm. It's the craziest thing in the world.
No, some people are like that. I like as dark and quiet as possible. Like, we've got the, what do they call those?
The blackout
shutters. No, but what are just regular shutters called?
The zebra shutters?
Zebra shutters.
What the hell are you talking about, Mark?
The blind, the zebra blinds.
What are they called?
The
shutters called?
Solar shades? Accordion shutters?
No. How come I can't think of the regular shutters? No, 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 not the stringy blinds. The regular, like the real wood shutters, you know.
Oh, you got real wood.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what are those called?
Wow.
You know what those are called?
The flip blinds.
Regardless, sometimes you don't close them enough, and maybe like a little light can slip through. I'll get out of bed and push them down to make sure that no light is getting through. I don't want light. I don't want sound. Some people, though, are, they can't sleep. Like you say, it's too silent.
Yeah, something's wrong. When there's too much silence and even darkness, like I'll sleep in a lit room just because I know there's nobody trying to touch me when I'm sleeping. For real, I don't like dead dark and dead silent is a combination of danger to me. I need noise and I need light to sleep comfortably. And I'll say me and Asia get into it. Asia's like you. She wants dark. She wants silent. She wants to get the little fluffy covers and wrap them around herself
like
and all.
Brain's not working.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like a fleece cover?
Like she likes fleece and she likes these big thick covers. I want me a Salvation Army Walmart thin cover.
Oh, I am not that at all. Plantation shutters. Yes. What they're called plantation
shutters. The big
shutters.
Wooden ones, yeah. Yes. I've told this before. We have two covers on our bed. She has the plush $400
cover.
That's
what I have, the big down comfort. And I don't care how hot it is out. I have a big down comforter, Neiman Marcus. Like, that's where I'll spend my money. I want to be enveloped in the bosom of my bed in case I get a micro arousal.
I want W Salvation Army thin cover.
Why?
I don't know if it goes back to my childhood. I don't know what it is. I don't like those big plush covers. It kind of encapsulates you and it holds you down in case somebody's trying to touch you at night.
It's one of the reasons that I know I couldn't survive in prison. It nothing other than I know that cover is just going to be too thin for me. The pillow is not going to be...
So the shower doesn't...
No. Okay. I know that the cover... I'm just never going to get a good night's sleep, and that really bothers me.
Hey, Ralph, can I use your cover?
Yeah, you know what? Would they allow me to, trade honey buns for someone's cover?
You could trade something for a cover.
A micro Ralph.
I don't know if it's going to be a honey bun.
What about you, Solana?
As weird as Crowder presented everything he just said, I think I lean closer to Crowder, and it's been... a big topic of contention between me and my girlfriend. We recently moved in together. She's like you, Hawk. She needs zero light in the room. I go to sleep. Light could be on. Fan could be off. Fan could be on.
I wish I was like that. I honestly wish I was like that.
You sleep good, though. Like
I sleep because of Ambien.
Oh, okay.
I do not sleep good. That's why I started taking Ambien. I'm telling you, it has to be dark, quiet. The slightest noise, I'm awake. I've always been a light sleeper. I've always been jealous of people that can sleep with in any city. Like, I could never sleep on an airplane. We flew to Japan. My wife slept 15 straight hours. I'm watching movies. I mean, the worst dreck. I didn't know what was happening.
I, no exaggeration, walk around my entire house 3 times a night.
You're on patrol.
Just to make sure there's no foolishness and nobody touching anybody.
A new survey?
Sounds like you and I might want to switch girls, Solana. Just for sleeping's sake. You understand what I'm saying?
What if the micro arousal happens?
I got an idea.
No, by the way. The answer is no.
Well, don't speak for Valentina.
think this is a bigger conversation.
A new survey asked Americans what foods made the best leftovers. This was shocking. Soups and stews. I don't think I've ever had a stew.
Nobody's had a stew. That doesn't exist anymore, does it?
Some porridge. Are we adding porridge in?
Soups and stews were the most popular answer. Pizza was second. Sushi was the least popular of the 18 choices.
Oh, I would never. Does anybody bring sushi home to have it the next day?
It's raw.
I'm telling you, because sometimes you even get a cooked sushi, though. I am not bringing it home for the next day. No. Does anyone bring sushi home for leftovers?
And the rice is all dry.
It's just the thought of it is, it. You know, you're supposed to eat sushi fresh.
What's your favorite leftover?
Talk about it. I do like pizza as a leftover. I can eat it cold, you know, if I'm hungry and I just need something quick, cold slice of pizza. Man, you want to talk about ambient. So the other night, I'm watching, I forget what the show was, and I called DJ into the room. It was like midnight. Lori was awake, and I'm watching something. I knew he was awake, and I'm like, come in here, because he loves cooking eggs. I told you, I think 2 a.m. sometimes, he's just making scrambled eggs, and that's like his thing. Loves making scrambled eggs. I'm watching a commercial on TV for a thing called the Stackmaster, and it's pots and pans. They stack up together. I mean, you never need another pot or pan for the rest of your life. Now, I don't cook. My wife does, and DJ uses a pan to make eggs. But there was a kicker. It comes for free with a pizza crisper. You take your slice of pizza, your leftover slice of pizza, you put it on this thing and put it in the oven. It's a pizza crisper. And it's 5 payments of $49. But they knock one of the payments off. So now it's 4 payments of $49 or $59, whatever it was. So I'm calling, David, come in the room. He's like, I'm watching the show. You have to see this. Now I'm rewinding. It's a 1 minute commercial. I'm rewinding. I'm like, look at this thing. Well, Lori and DJ are looking at me like I am bat bleep insane. And I'm like, look at this, the Stackmaster. It's going to change your life. And I'm like, raise your hand if you want the Stackmaster. And I was trying to do the scene out of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Remember that scene? And no one was raising their hand. And so I keep going, raise it up, Chief. Come on. Raise it up, Chief. Just put that hand up there. Raise it up. I'm going to get the Stackmaster. Raise it up, Chief. And I didn't get the reaction I was looking for. Uh-huh. But, man, did I surprise them both. Because in the morning, they saw on the email that Stackmaster was ordered. 4 easy payments of $59. But I can't wait to get that pizza crisper.
That you're not going to use.
That I'll use, I think.
No.
I mean,
just a pan.
Anywho, it's coming Friday.
Why didn't you just buy a pizza crisper?
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Marcotics. I wasn't thinking right.
The absolute best thing reheated in the world is lasagna.
Why are you doing a show just for Steven?
No, I'm not. I'm serious. Like, that's why I looked at Steven, because I know he's going to vibe with me on this. Because
how often does someone have lasagna in the fridge?
I cook lasagna once a week to this fact.
What?
To this fact that after
break you out a stew every now and then, you're killing them with the lasagna.
We had porridge this morning. But the more, the longer you leave it, the more the noodles soak in the meat, and it soaks in the sauce, and it gets better every time you get a lasagna. Lasagna is the best thing reheated. It's over anything else. Even spaghetti dries out. Lasagna can't dry out because it's so mushy.
Lasagna is literally teams getting no votes. the entire poll, not a single person gave them a vote, and you voted them number one. Like, something's off there.
It's the best. You get lasagna? Come on.
Don't look this way.
Steven, do you agree that lasagna is the best food reheated?
Nah, I would have went with pizza.
Of course. Even Steven
pizza.
Not even.
You put a pizza in an air fryer? Woo.
Oh, I got to get one of these air fryers. What do you think, Solana?
You got a crisper.
I'm so excited about this crisper. That crisper alone should have been four payments of $59.
And you're paying payments on pots.
That was the funny thing is I didn't want to have payments, so I kept looking for the thing to click for just pay it all now. They don't even offer that. Now I'm stuck paying for this crap for 4 months.
Want you to miss a payment. It's going to jump to 89.
My credit rating got a hit.
Breaded steak. You might call it a bistec empanizado.
My favorite.
I call it a milanesa. You put that bad boy. Don't even warm it up. Put it between two pieces of bread, a little mayo.
Wow.
Fire.
Wow. So cold?
Cold. Mm. Kind of like pizza. You might eat a pizza cold the next
day. Bistec empanizado is my favorite Cuban dish.
Yeah.
I never thought to make it a sandwich.
Next morning, cold, right out of the fridge. A little mayo, maybe some ketchup.
Ooh, no.
Steak empanizado. Have y'all ever had masas de cerdo, the fried
yes.
pork?
Yes.
I have, but I am telling you, this bistec empanizado that's a game changer.
Yeah.
Game changer.
Breaded meat?
Yeah, but real thin. They put some of those onions on the top.
It's bigger than the plate.
It is
when they
bigger
serve
than
it
the
you.
Plate.
Wow. Yeah. So you always have leftovers.
And then you eat it cold. I'm not a fan of cold meat.
I'm not either.
Cold meat. Like I'm a charcuterie either. Tray. Charcuterie.
Yeah, you got it. Charcuterie.
Charcuterie. I can do those cold cuts. But
well,
just,
cold cuts are meant to be cold, but yeah, like but, a... Like, although I'll tell you, Chinese food, like pork fried rice, I'll eat the pork cold, right out of the carton.
Cold?
Yeah. Chinese That's food cold crazy. The next day is good.
Chinese food is considered a great leftover as well.
Yeah,
you warm
of course,
it up.
Yeah. You have one more for Twin Peaks Talk About a Tuesday.
Yeah, I wanted to do the Mount Rushmore of peppers, but I just don't think we're gonna have time for it.
Save it for another day.
Yeah. All right, let's do this one. If you skipped work today, would you say you called in sick or would you say you called out sick? A new poll found in is the more popular way to say it. What say you?
Talk about it.
I think this came into what
Talk
say
about
you.
It.
Totally different.
Talk game. About it.
Mixed them up.
Yeah, it can't intersperse what say you Good. With Twin Peaks Talk About a Tuesday. I always say called in sick. If I was telling Lori that I wasn't going to work, I'd say, oh, I called Len. I called in sick today. I would never say called out sick.
I just got the day off. To be honest, I don't use none one of them terms. You working today? Nah, I got a day off. That's what we
called in sick. I would say called in sick.
But you... Is it I called in sick?
Yeah, I don't know. I think probably called out.
Well, but is the call connected to in or out? Or
right, that's the question.
Yeah, because you had to call
Did
in.
Did I call
to tell
in
them.
Or am I out sick?
That's, see, look
I'm
going
to change it. I called in out sick.
That sounds goofy.
Little in and out. Called in a little
in and out.
A little upsy downsy.
Well, got a day off. You might as well.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are at school.
Solana, what about you?
Yeah, I always say called in sick, mm-hmm. but I saw this and I questioned my own thought process. I think the proper way would be called out sick because you're calling out. You're not calling in. You're calling out.
You have to call in to tell them you're not coming.
But then it's I called in sick.
But why wouldn't it be I called in sick?
But I called out. Sick.
A rousing rendition of Twin Peaks Talk About a Tuesday. But again, I'm bearing the lead because the big announcement is we will be back broadcasting live at Twin Peaks in Davie every other Tuesday. So two Tuesdays every month. It will start Tuesday, February 8th. Obviously, we'll remind you as we get closer, but we will be out at Twin Peaks on University Drive in Davie. We are very much looking forward to that.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I want you to bet my ashes on red at Planet Hollywood at the roulette table.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.